Share with you a little bit of information this morning about something my colleague Kim Williams and I did for the last couple of years, looking at FFA CDEs that happen at Kansas State. And I think a couple of you, Steve and Richard, have already heard some of this, so please bear with me. So we're looking at, we run these FFA CDEs, and we were interested, how many of these students do they matriculate at K-State? And so potentially, we've all heard about the initiative, certainly concerned about getting students interested in horticulture, staying in horticulture, and so this is a kind of a time commitment. So just wanted to see what the data were. All right. So for those of you who aren't so familiar with FFA CDEs, annually hundreds of high school students will come to the university, typically a land-grant institution, not always the land-grant institution. But oftentimes these events are coordinated by one or two faculty, often with a floriculture or extension sort of appointment. And it has been demonstrated a lot of these students that are coming are self-selecting. They're interested in these competition events, so however, that's not always the case either. Some high school ag instructors will say, you are going to do this event, and you will do this event. Preferably, they have that self-motivation and want to do those, but not always the case. So. A few photos just of the event. So Kim and I are in charge of the floriculture side of it, and Ward Upham in our department, who is in the extension, he oversees the extension program in Kansas, takes care of the nursery side of it. So on the left there, you'll see the nursery ID portion. So there's an ID component, there's a written component, and then on the right-hand side here, we see the floriculture practicum. All right, and then here on the left, we see them taking their knowledge exam and then the floriculture ID portion. So, like I said, this is it takes time. At Kansas State, it typically is the first weekend in May, which just happens to coincide with our last week of the semester, typically. You know, just the last week, not a lot going on at that point in time. And not to mention, the floriculture nursery is on Sunday afternoon. At Kansas State. So basically from 3 until 10 p.m. on Sunday is the actual time commitment, and so Saturday is usually a bit of prep and then a little bit of prep time during the week. So there's a little bit of investment here. And so, of course, being pre-tenure as well, I need to make sure I'm doing all the right things I need to be doing. And bless his heart, Ward is the one who takes all the entries when the high school send them in. He takes all that, prepares all that information. So we actually kind of just show up to make sure the contest happens. He does a lot of the background work. And so he's getting closer to retirement, too. So there's more vested interest in, like, well, whose shoulders is this going to fall on after that happens? Because we probably can't say no FFA CDs in our department. That would be, like, anarchy. And so we certainly heard at the conference, and most of us are well aware of the initiative. And so, I pulled the numbers from our fall enrollments, 20th day enrollment. So pretty typical across many of the departments. We have decreasing numbers in horticulture. So, we're looking to see if this is a potential recruiting and certainly a retaining event to some extent. Okay. So the objective was to evaluate the previous attendees. See if they enrolled at K-State, and then assess the potential for the recruitment. So what did we do? We took the last 14 years of participants, all right? Ward had them in his database. We also had to pull a couple of the earlier ones from, I think, our AgCom and Ag Ed department keeps long records of this. So we had 14 years. The high school, the submitted names, and the years they participated were all compiled, okay? So we had a total of 1,462 participants. Now, keep in mind, they could do this for up to 4 years, so that, I mean, that's just persons that participated. They could have done it a couple of times. So we compiled these, and of course, then we needed to go into the ISIS system to see if they matriculated and things like that. So thankfully, for the first portion, we had an undergrad to help do this, but then of FERPA rules, this then became sort of our problem. I spent one Christmas break, like 3 or 4 days, doing nothing but staring at ISIS. I actually wanted to call our registrar's office to see if they needed help, because I really knew that system quite well. And I have some ideas for their program. So, but anyways, we put their last name in, we had put their birth date, and we had the a program assistant help us with this. And so then we had to just triangulate it to make sure we had the right participant. It was really helpful if they had a really early birth date, like 1940, 1950. Because I knew they didn't participate in 1999, so those were the nice ones. But when there was a few missing pieces of data, it was a little more hairy. But anyways, so once we delineated that out and we cross-checked it all, the data collection was where they accepted the case date. Typically, if they're in the system, it meant they were. So then we looked at, did they actually enroll at case date? And then pulled out what college they enrolled in, what college they left from, what program they enrolled in, what program they left from, if they left the they did, a lot of them did leave, but and then when they graduated, ACT scores, minors, things like that. So we have a pretty large database there, and we're still kind of picking through some of it. But to the meat of it, so we found just about 52% of them actually applied and were accepted. All right, so about a little over 700 of those participants actually were able to come to K-State, but only 32% actually came. And then of those 32%, about 60% came to the College of Ag. Okay, not too surprising. They're participating in agriculture, horticulture type programs, but still, you know, upwards of 40% went down campus to the College of Arts and Sciences, business, and things like that. So certainly a group there we could certainly hit. And then by enrollment, by college, we found animal science had the highest, which is not surprising. It's our largest college or discipline. They all want to be veterinarians. So there's certainly a group in there. We need to show them there's a light in horticulture. They don't need to be a veterinarian. They can be a plant doctor. And so then second was horticulture. Also worked well. We have historically been the second largest department in the college. We're now dropping a bit. AgCom and agronomy are kind of taking that hold now. So you can see the rest of the departments in our college. So We're pretty glad to see that we're certainly seeing a fair amount coming into horticulture. We'd like to see a few more. So a couple other pieces of data we looked at. So we're interested, as I mentioned, we have both the floriculture and the nursery. At K-State, they could actually do both in the same year. It's set up where they could take them, so they could actually participate 8 times total. There are a few participants that did about 6 times between floriculture and nursery. Most of them only do it a couple times. So, but we found that if of those that majored in hort, they came in and majored in horticulture, they on average were about 2.5 times, did the event 2.5 times. Those that did not come into horticulture only did it about 2 times. This lower number does not include those that didn't even come to K-State or didn't even apply. So we feel this number would actually drop quite significantly, that they didn't participate more than a couple times. So then we're looking at, we're curious about the question. So floriculture is certainly one part of horticulture, nursery is another, so two different types of disciplines. What if they participated in both of those and got a broader horizon, if you will, of horticulture? So those that did major in hort tended to, 41% did both. Versus those that didn't come into hort, was about half of that. So, again, we see some opportunity here. And so the overall picture, looking at the 1,400 plus students, 3.5% of those actually came into hort, which is a fair amount. I'd like to see that a couple percentage points higher would be great. And then we looked at average ACT just to see where if higher ACT scores indicated they're maybe going to animal science or another discipline that seemed more attractive. So, but we're pretty much on par. There are a couple others a little higher. And then those that did come into hort, just about 20% were dismissed, did not complete, or withdrew. We have about 22% in the system right now. And so hopefully they're going to go to this bottom one of graduation, which about 60% came through and actually went out with a degree. So, conclusions. We already know that we have some significant numbers enrolling. We think there's further opportunity to do this with keeping time commitments at the appropriate levels. We would like them to participate in multiple times and try to promote them to do both floriculture and nursery. We think that will certainly help expand the horizons and get them interested in horticulture. But I think the bottom one is probably the more important. Focus on giving them career aspirations, giving them ideas for horticulture, that it's not just in the greenhouse, there are many, or just out in the nursery, there are many, many options in horticulture, including scientists and things like that, to really give them something to latch on to. Kind of going back to the previous, they need to know what that it's important. Plant science is important, and horticulture professions are important. And so, actually, Dr. Thielen here just, she's in our college and just finished her dissertation on that. So we see opportunity in that. And so we feel there's an opportunity at K-State the way it's conducted. They have the written exam, all both floriculture and nursery, and then they kind of go into a rotation. They're divided into groups, and one group will do the ID, one group will do the practicum, and then there's usually two groups that sit out. So we try to include an activity for one of the group, because they're all from different schools, so they don't know each other, and it's pretty awkward if you're kind of moving them around. So we try to include an activity, and one of the first years we just, you know, a simple little mixed container, and, you know, try to get them just engaged in more horticulture. But 2 years ago, we tried a career aspiration sort of thing, kind of give ideas of, you know, salaries and potential job opportunities and things like that. But again, on a Sunday afternoon, getting people to help with this. Josh is in the audience. He's certainly one of our former graduate students actually now, certainly helped with that. And so I think we have an opportunity to bring graduate students into this, and kind of maybe we should move forward here. This year I had undergrad students in the far left talk about our program, kind of a little closer to their age. I'm not that far from them, but I'm aging a little bit. So get the current students, you know, supporting and promoting the program as well. So, but again, getting them engaged, giving them those ideas. So what's next? Again, integrate those activities. Really let them know Hort is a viable major. Even Hort minors, all right, the ag ed students, ag com, and certainly those pre-vet students, let them know that they have another option in the College of Ag. And part of this stemmed from, I sit on our department, recruitment and retention, and we always were like, well, let's make brochures, let's go out and do this. Well, we have students coming to us, like, let's use that resource so we don't have to expend that extra time and effort per se to go out to them. They're already coming there. And the other thing that I think is also interesting is to identify certain schools. We have the data, and that's a piece we're going to look at, because it dawned on us right before I left. There are certainly some high schools that have greenhouses or high tunnels on their campus. It'd be interesting to know if predominant number of those students are the ones that coming into the program. There are certainly ag instructors that focus on horticulture more than others. And so are those where we're getting a lot of our students already? If so, maybe we need to enhance that and have them shift a few more, or do we look at schools that don't have those, develop some sense of a small module for them to kind of put into their curriculum, and certainly include that STEM, the science and technology sorts of aspects in that. Again, if we're talking, if we pull in five more students, we're going up a couple percent. And so, you know, and Richard had mentioned the summer sort of camp, things like that. I think there's possibilities with that. If they're already coming this way, how do we get them hooked on that? So I do have to say, I didn't put it in here. The American Floral Endowment for a couple small grants to help parse this out. And so with that, I will take any questions. I will also put in a shameless plug. We're at the next stage of, we got to kind of go bigger, go home. We need a graduate student that can focus more time on this. We're looking, I've chatted with Steve and Richard about this. If anyone else conducts FFA CDEs, please let me know how, you know, your experience, and we're looking for potential collaborators, I guess, in the future on this. So with that, I will take any questions.
Okay, we have time for one question.
Yes.
Did you look at, or will you be looking at this success rate, but more recent? So over 14 years, you've got 3.5%, but maybe in the last 3 years, you've got a different number.
The data are there, and all this is going to take a little more time to we could certainly do that, and that would be of interest. And I also shared this with some other folks, like in agronomy, and they had no idea. They're interested to see that numbers just coming out of Hort. One of the faculty in agronomy is like, I have no idea how many students would come from, and agronomy is a bit more flashy right now in our college. So, what's that? In our floriculture, we have around 120 to 150, and the nursery is about half of that, give or take, depending on the season. So,
do you know the background of the students? How many of them actually went through in a high school in a work program?
We don't, but we certainly, Kim knows it, she's been there longer than I have, but we certainly know the few schools that have the greenhouses, and we certainly know a couple of the ones that are, they'll call us and get the detailed questions answered as they're training the students. So we certainly have a few that we know really emphasize the horticulture side of it. So, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yep.